and I was just kind of looking around the area. I'd actually driven past the office several times, and I remember thinking, oh, that office looks really nice. There's something about it that I was attracted to. And then I connected with Dr. Lindsay Mansueto, who is the owner of the office. She opened the office herself. Mm-hmm. And we just connected right away. Our philosophies and the way we practice is very similar. She's just a wonderful, big-hearted, lovely person. It kind of feels like the office chose me, to tell you the truth. It just sort of happened serendipitously.
Is that important?
It's very important, yep. Every chiropractor kind of has their own, and every doctor really has their own way that they love to practice. So what feels, you know, what they feel passionate about. And so I really wanted to find something that I felt very aligned with.
Mm-hmm. What would have been some of the questions that you and Dr. Lindsay Mansueto would have talked about that would have made it easy for both of you to realize that you clicked?
So I think probably one of the biggest things is how we treat our patients. So making sure that we spend adequate time with each person, making sure we're not rushed throughout the day, you know, that when you come to our office, it's a very personal, connected experience. Mm-hmm. You know, in addition to the actual types of treatment we like to do. So, you know, typically someone will receive different types of physical treatments in our office. So adjustments, muscle work, stretching, and also different modalities. So things like TENS or electric stimulation therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas there are some offices that primarily just do adjusting, Dr. Lindsay and I prefer to do a little bit more for the patient.
I see. So tell me a little bit about what it's like to go into this office. What's so appealing to you from the outside, and then as you now have moved in, what is it like to walk in the front door?
Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite things about the office is how not only friendly, you know, the staff is when you first walk in the door. When I first walked in the door, there was a girl named Katie who works at the front desk who had a huge smile on her face, remembered my name right away. And the office is also extremely peaceful. So she has, you know, an aromatherapy diffuser going. She has low lighting. She has, you know, soft music playing. So it's a very relaxing, almost kind of spa-like experience being mm-hmm. there.
Yep. That's neat. And so what I'm going to come by sometime, right? So
I would love that.
Well, I don't have any pain, what would be some of the maintenance I should discuss with you? What is it that I, as a 53-year-old, need to worry about that you can hold off or mm-hmm. keep at bay?
So if you first came to my office, we would obviously, you know, talk about your prior medical history. So mm-hmm. You would disclose and we would discuss any previous conditions that you've had, other treatments that you've had, and kind of get a full picture and history on you.
Okay.
And if you don't have any specific symptoms, but you want to just come and try out treatment and see how it makes you feel,
mm-hmm.
One of the things, especially in your age group, that we would want to really start to work on is preserving spinal health mm-hmm. as you age. So, you know, to some degree, aches and pains and arthritis over time is kind of a normal part of the aging process. But what we'd want to do is try to slow that down and limit the severity as much as we can.
Right.
So working on things like spinal flexibility and mobility, getting you on a stretching program, you know, having your body to be as healthy and uninterfered as possible is part of what we would want to do for you.
You're making me sit up in my chair already.
Working on posture, absolutely.
I feel self-conscious. It's pretty funny. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Some people have claimed that, you know, you go into the chiropractor's office and he or she goes, oh, what's ailing you? You say, oh, it's this. There's a snap and a turn, and mm-hmm. voila, you feel great. You walk out, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's not realistic, is it?
What
is the real philosophy of chiropractic medicine to solve any type of affliction that somebody might have experienced?
So that really gets to the heart of what chiropractic care is. Really what we're aiming to do is remove any interferences in your spine and nervous system. Mm-hmm. So your brain communicates with the rest of your body through something called spinal nerves that runs from your spinal cord into every part of your body through your spinal column. And so by removing interferences to those nerves, we help your body to be as vital and functioning as possible. And so the way we do that is by working on the joints of the spine to, you know, really free any interference or any restriction to those nerves, if that makes sense to you.
Right. So a lot of things that you've talked about, you know, the brain obviously is the receiver of the, where it manufactures what we consider pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's telling us there's a problem.
Yeah.
If we didn't have our brain, we wouldn't know it any better.
Mm-hmm.
The spinal cord is, and the spinal nerves are the ones that are just simply transmitting the pain.
Right. So, well, the spinal nerves, you know, go to every muscle in your body. So they actually control your body's movement, but they also carry signals back to the brain if there's a problem.
Right.
And so pain often is a signal that there's an issue here, there's inflammation here.
So that's where, getting back to our original discussion about Western medicine and pain management versus getting to the source, is an interesting discussion. Because what you're suggesting is, I might be experiencing some pain, you're trying to figure out what it is, and then you somehow have to know what type of, are we allowed to use the word adjustment? I didn't know if that was an offensive word for chiropractic. What type of an adjustment needs to be made to relieve that pain?
Right.
So you're getting back to the source.
Right. Oftentimes, let's take, for example, lower back pain. Many, many people will experience lower back pain at some point in their life.
Right.
An uncomplicated case, meaning no other underlying condition, an uncomplicated case of lower back pain is often caused by wear and tear in that area that causes those joints to really lock down. So, and by lock down, I mean they become restricted. They're not moving properly,
mm-hmm.
What we call joint dysfunction in that area.
Sure.
And so when that starts to happen, those joints and the muscles in the surrounding area start to release inflammatory markers. Inflammation. So inflammatory markers cause inflammation, and a common symptom of that is pain, swelling, muscle spasm, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so what adjustments do is they gently help to free those joints so they start to begin to move properly the way that they're supposed to. And that can start to reduce that inflammation and remove the interference there.
I see. What are the, I'm sure there's thousands of things that you have studied, but what are the typical common ones? You mentioned back pain. What are other ones that you, on a majority of your patients have, that people...
Common complaints that people come
in for?
It's an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Time is 10:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 73 degrees in Flemington right now, mostly cloudy skies, 30% chance of precipitation. We might have some thunderstorms at 4 p.m. Today is September 14, 2017, partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. The high will be 79, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 30%. Tonight, considerable clouds this evening, some decrease in clouds late, slight chance of a rain shower, and low of 60. Winds light and variable. Sunshine and some clouds for tomorrow, slight chance of a rain shower, and 81 degrees. For the Jazz Fest, going to look good. Clear clouds early and then giving way to generally clear conditions. The Craft Fair on Main Street also going to be good. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, high of 82 for both Saturday and Sunday. Cloudy and 78 on Monday. Cloudy early with showers on Tuesday in the afternoon with a high of 78. And Wednesday, sun and a few passing clouds, 81. Temperatures in our area, 73 in Raritan, 71 in Frenchtown, 70 over in Lambertville, 73 in Asbury, 70 in Easton, 68 in Pattonburg, 69 in Long Valley, and 71 in Clinton. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Jimmer Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Good Morning Hunter, and we're on WHCR-DB. This is HunterChamberRadio.com, and I have a special guest with me. Her name is Amari Reynolds, and she's part of the Flemington Chiropractic Center here on Route 31. And a bit of a new office to me, but I'm sure not to many of you. But we want to teach you about the chiropractic practice and teach you a little bit about Amari and what goes on over there. So let's bring on Amari, and we'll talk a little bit about who she is. Good morning, Amari. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. This is quite a surprise. We've had a couple of chiropractors on in the past, but we've had a few chiropractic hosts in the past.
Oh.
We always like to talk about medicine and being healthy here in Hunter. We happen to be one of the healthiest counties in the nation.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
So perhaps you guys are helping us out. So let's start from the beginning just a little bit. Let's talk about who Amari is and where the chiropractic center is.
So I'm a chiropractic physician. Mm-hmm. I've been in practice for about 5 years, but I'm new to Flemington.
Okay.
I was previously in practice in Connecticut, and I just moved to the area, so I'm really excited to be here.
What brings you to Flemington? And what brings you to Hunterdon County from Connecticut?
You know, it was a little bit of a personal move, actually. I moved here to be closer to family and friends, mm-hmm. and I was lucky enough to find Dr. Lindsay Mansueto, who's the owner of Flemington Chiropractic Center. So I feel very lucky to be part of this office.
Neat. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in upstate New York, actually, kind of near the New Paltz area.
Okay.
Familiar.
Very
yeah?
familiar with it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Over by Wappingers Falls. And
yeah.
So it was a little, and that's up in the Catskills.
Yeah, that's a couple hours from here.
So, did you always have in mind to be a chiropractic physician?
You know, I've seen a chiropractor for a long time. I think I first started going, when I was about 13. And my whole family went. It was kind of a wellness practice for us. It helped us to feel healthy and vibrant and well. But it kind of didn't occur to me until I was in undergraduate school and I thought, oh, maybe I'll go to medical school. I was kind of thinking that route. Mm-hmm. I was always interested in health and helping people. And then right after undergrad, it sort of occurred to me that I needed to take a little bit more of an alternative medicine route. And all those years of seeing my chiropractor really kind of informed me about this profession.
Mm-hmm.
So it inspired me to go to chiropractic school instead of medical school.
I see. What was your aspirations prior to having this epiphany?
I thought I was going to go to medical school and be kind of your traditional family practice medical doctor.
Right.
And then it just kind of changed course as I got into my studies.
Now, one of the things that's happened over the years, and I think it's changing. When I was growing up, chiropractors existed, but they mm-hmm. were not seen in the same on the same footing as mm-hmm. the traditional Western medicine. We as a society have decided to veer off. We still accept Western medicine, most of us, mm-hmm. But we start to implement more Eastern and other alternative medicines. At the same time, the Western medicines, who used to push off the chiropractors, mm-hmm. now seem to embrace them.
Absolutely.
Have you, so you acknowledge that. Where did you see that in your growing up and your training?
That's a great question and really well put. And I completely agree with you. I think the shift happened before I ever went to chiropractic school. Mm-hmm. The chiropractor that I saw as a kid, he'd been in practice 30, 40 years almost. So he'd kind of been in the game for a long time. So I think he, you know, sort of began practicing when it was not as much of an accepted profession, especially by medical doctors. But I think in the last decade or so, last 10 years, we've really become more of a recognized profession. Our schooling is, it's a 4-year program, and it's pretty much equivalent to medical school. So mm-hmm. we have very much of a similar rigorous training. And, you know, at least in my practice, we co-manage patients quite often with medical doctors. So I'm in touch with primary care doctors or OBs to make sure that we understand patients' full medical history and we're really managing the patient holistically.
Yeah. And so when, can you give us a little bit of a distinction as to what, if I'm going for any type of ailment or affliction, and I go to a Western doctor and I go to a chiropractor, mm-hmm. what's the different perspectives those two doctors are giving?
Right. So a medical doctor's perspective of like your common musculoskeletal pain, so neck pain or back pain, you know, they'll do an exam and then their common treatment offerings would be pain medication or muscle relaxers, so kind of the medical medication route.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, you know, referral to a pain management specialist. So that starts to go down the avenue of pain injections. Mm-hmm. You know, and they'll also oftentimes refer to physical therapists. So that's kind of the medical model. Obviously, if it becomes more of an extreme problem, that starts to get into surgical procedures, right?
Now, from my perspective, the lay perspective, many of the things that you just described, and I know you're not intentionally doing this, but many of the things you just described seem to be treating the symptom mm-hmm. and not the source. Maybe
Absolutely.
The surgery does, mm-hmm. and maybe the therapy does.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, some of those other ones are simply treating the source and hoping that what our bodies
yep.
repair themselves on their own.
Masking the pain, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whereas if you were to visit a chiropractor, because we take a little bit of a different approach, chiropractic treatment is a very hands-on kind of healing art. So we use our hands to help work on the joints of the spine, to help mm-hmm. loosen muscles, and really kind of get at the root of the pain. So if there's a joint that's restricted or has dysfunctional movement and that's causing pain and inflammation, we help the body to naturally heal that and work itself out.
Right. Is it for the most part a chiropractor being sought out because of some type of pain?
That's probably what I see most commonly. So I treat musculoskeletal pain, so mm-hmm. pain of the joints, muscles, and nerves, primarily of the spine, but we also work on extremities, so injuries of the arms and legs, you know, elbows, wrists, ankles.
Right.
We also work on that as well. Headaches is another common one. I treat a lot of patients with scoliosis, disc herniation injuries, but mm-hmm. it is very much a physical issue that people are coming to me for.
Now, you had indicated when you first came on the show, that you and your family did this as a kind of a maintenance program.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the philosophy of you and your family?
Right.
Because you obviously weren't experiencing pain then.
Right. I do see a lot of people really kind of for wellness treatment, what I call. And my family, we certainly had a lot of wellness visits. So really what that means is you visit your chiropractor not for any specific complaint, but because it helps you to feel well. So adjustments and treatment and stretching really help to affect the nervous system and the flow of, you know, that mind-body connection. So it just, it can help you to feel more mobile, more flexible, more vibrant, alert, and energized, things of that nature.
Neat. We're talking with Amari Reynolds. She's part of the Flemington Chiropractic Center on Route 31. We're going to learn more about the programs and services that are happening over there. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington, and we're on HuntingtonBrewery.com.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Huntington County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Huntington County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Huntington Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this is free to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Huntington Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Join the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit huntington-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
This is WHCRDB, HuntingtonChamber.com. This is the Good Morning Huntington Show, and we have Amari Reynolds here from the Flemington Chiropractic Center on Route 31. And Amari was telling us a little bit about why she came over here and a little bit of background as to chiropractic medicine versus Western medicine. Amari, you talked a little bit when you first came on the show about how you had made a decision to come closer to friends and family. Now, you said that you grew up in New Paltz, so who migrated down here that you're getting closer to?
That's a good question. So I have some extended family, so aunts and uncles, cousins. My very best friend from college lives down here.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, my boyfriend lives down here, so I've got a nice little community of people here.
Now, so you've been here before.
I have.
You know, We pride ourselves on the fact that we're kind of not recognized and observed by the rest of New Jersey and New York. So you knew about where you were coming to from Connecticut beforehand.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's curious because some people come here for the first time and they don't, you know, the only thing they have as far as New Jersey's vision is mm-hmm. Elizabeth and Port Elizabeth and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. You've been here.
I love it here. Awesome. Really happy to call this area
home. So give us
home.
Let's beat our chest a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what the differences are between living in Connecticut and Hunterdon County.
Well, so I lived in Connecticut about 7 years. I lived in the Greenwich area, and where I lived in Connecticut, it was much kind of busier, a little bit more city-like. So we were not far out of New York City. Mm-hmm. You know, where I lived, I didn't have a backyard necessarily.
Yep.
Lots of traffic. And there were great things to it as well.
Sure.
But part of the reason this area was so attractive to me, aside from my family and friends, is that it's kind of more of that hometown feel. You know, there's more nature here. Things are a little bit slowed down. People stop to smile at you and are friendly. So it's been a really wonderful, refreshing change.
So it's not far off from what New Paltz is like.
You're absolutely right. This does remind me much more of where I grew up as a kid.
You are on the outskirts of, and up there in the Catskills. We're near the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
The Turnpike, 287.
Right.
Much of the drive up there isn't that bad.
Right, yeah.
And the climate is very similar, too.
Very similar, yeah.
Okay, so you were kind of finding home in a different spot.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. I had asked you off-air, but I'm going to ask you on-air as well. So you made the decision to come here first
mm-hmm.
and then find a place to mm-hmm. extend your profession. How long did it take for you to locate Flemington Chiro Center and... You know, what was the other debates? Did you think about opening your own practice?
Right. So I really found this office right away.
Okay.
I just moved here in July, and I was just kind of looking around the area. I'd actually driven past the office several times, and I remember thinking, oh, that office looks really nice. There's something about it that I was attracted to. And then I connected with Dr. Lindsay Mansueto, who is... the owner of the office. She opened the office herself.
Mm-hmm.
And we just connected right away. Our philosophies and the way we practice is very similar. She's just a wonderful, big-hearted, lovely person. And it kind of feels like the office chose me, to tell you the truth. It just sort of happened serendipitously.
Is that important?
It's very important, yep. Every chiropractor kind of has their own, and every doctor really has their own way that they love to practice, so what feels, you know, what they feel passionate about. And so I really wanted to find something that I felt very aligned with.
Mm-hmm. What would have been some of the questions that you and Dr. Lindsay Mansueto would have talked about that would have made it easy for both of you to realize that you clicked?
So I think probably one of the biggest things is how we treat our patients. So making sure that we spend adequate time with each person, making sure we're not rushed throughout the day, you know, that when you come to our office, it's a very personal, connected experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in addition to the actual types of treatment we like to do. Typically someone will receive different types of physical treatments in our office. So adjustments, muscle work, stretching, and also different modalities. So things like TENS or electric stimulation therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there are some offices that primarily just do adjusting, Dr. Lindsay and I prefer to do a little bit more for the patient.
I see. So tell me a little bit about what it's like to go into this office. What's so appealing to you from the outside, and then as you now have moved in, what is it like to walk in the front door?
Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite things about the office is how not only friendly, the staff is when you first walk in the door. When I first walked in the door, there was a girl named Katie who works at the front desk who had a huge smile on her face, remembered my name right away. And the office is also extremely peaceful. So she has you know, an aromatherapy diffuser going. She has low lighting. She has, you know, soft music playing. So it's a very relaxing, almost kind of spa-like experience being there.
Yep. That's neat. And so what I'm going to come by sometime, right? So
I would love that.
Well, I don't have any pain, but what would be some of the maintenance that I would I should discuss with you? What is it that I, as a 53-year-old, need to worry about that you can hold off or keep at bay?
So if you first came to my office, we would obviously, you know, talk about your prior medical history. So you would disclose and we would discuss any previous conditions that you've had, other treatments that you've had, and kind of get a full picture and history on you.
Okay.
And if you don't have any specific symptoms, but you want to just come and try out treatment and see how it makes you feel, one of the things, especially in your age group, that we would want to really start to work on is preserving spinal health as you age. So, you know, to some degree, aches and pains and arthritis over time is kind of a normal part of the aging process. But what we'd want to do is try to slow that down and limit the severity as much as we can.
Right.
So working on things like spinal flexibility and mobility, getting you on a stretching program, you know, having your body to be as healthy and uninterfered as possible is part of what we would want to do for you.
You're making me sit up in my chair already.
Working on posture, absolutely.
I feel self-conscious. It's pretty funny. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Some people have claimed that, you know, you go into the chiropractor's office and he or she goes, oh, what's ailing you? You say, oh, it's this. There's a snap and a turn, and voila, you feel great. You walk out, and that's it. It's not realistic, is it? What is the real philosophy of chiropractic medicine to solve any type of affliction that somebody might have experienced?
So that really gets to the heart of what chiropractic care is. And so, you know, really what we're aiming to do is remove any interferences in your spine and nervous system. So your brain communicates with the rest of your body through something called spinal nerves that runs from your spinal cord into every part of your body through your spinal column. And so by removing interferences to those nerves, we help your body to be as vital and functioning as possible. And so the way we do that is by working on the joints of the spine to, you know, really free any interference or any restriction to those nerves, if that makes sense to you.
Right. So a lot of things that you've talked about, you know, the brain obviously is the receiver of the, where it manufactures what we consider pain, right? That's what's telling us there's a problem. If we didn't have our brain, we wouldn't know it any better. The spinal cord is, and the spinal nerves are the ones that are just simply transmitting the pain.
Right. So, well, the spinal nerves, you know, go to every muscle in your body. So they actually control your body's movement, but they also carry signals back to the brain if there's a problem.
Right.
And so pain often is a signal that there's an issue here, there's inflammation here.
So that's where, getting back to our original discussion about Western medicine and pain management versus getting to the source, is an interesting discussion. Because what you're suggesting is, I might be experiencing some pain, you're trying to figure out what it is, and then you somehow have to know what type of, are we allowed to use the word adjustment? I didn't know if that was an offensive word for chiropractic. What type of an adjustment needs to be made to relieve that pain?
Right.
So you're getting back to the source.
Right. Oftentimes, you know, let's take, for example, lower back pain. Many, many people will experience lower back pain at some point in their life.
Right.
An uncomplicated case, meaning no other underlying condition, an uncomplicated case of lower back pain is often caused by wear and tear in that area that causes those joints to really lock down. So and by lockdown, I mean they become restricted. They're not moving properly, what we call joint dysfunction in that area.
Sure.
And so when that starts to happen, those joints and the muscles in the surrounding area start to release inflammatory markers. Inflammation. So inflammatory markers cause inflammation, and a common symptom of that is pain, swelling, muscle spasm, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And so what adjustments do is they gently help to free those joints so they start to begin to move properly the way that they're supposed to. And that can start to reduce that inflammation and remove the interference there.
I see. What are the, I'm sure there's thousands of things that you have studied, but what are the typical common ones? You mentioned back pain. What are other ones that you, on a majority of your patients have that people...
Common complaints that people come
in for?
So you mentioned spinal pain, so neck, mid-back, lower back pain.
Mm-hmm.
People with sciatica, so pain running down the glutes and legs.
Right.
Headaches is a big one. I see a lot of people for disc injuries, so disc herniations. I see a lot of people with arthritis and just kind of general degenerative change of the spine, which is really, really common. I treat people young and old for scoliosis, to help minimize the arthritis development there. I also treat a lot of repetitive overuse injuries, so things like carpal tunnel, tennis elbow. We can also treat strain sprain injuries, so someone rolls their ankle, we can help to manage that issue as well.
Right. At some time in the conversation, if there's a repetitive movement that's causing the pain, you might be solving the initial problem, but really, what type of consultation is going on to the patient to say, we have to come up with a new game plan because you can't keep doing this?
A big part of what I do is patient education. So a lot of people don't realize, you know, what it is they're doing that's causing the injury or causing the complaint.
Sure.
And so what I do is really help to kind of investigate, you know, what is it that you're doing most of your day? So a lot of people are sitting at a desk, right? And so lifestyle modification starts to become important, you know, meaning working on proper ergonomic posture, or people who are doing manual labor working on proper bending, lifting techniques, and really kind of removing whatever activity it is or modifying that activity to make it more comfortable.
Yeah. Is there a need for or a suggestion for having athletes?
Oh, absolutely.
Come to see you guys for either... Obviously, for any type of injury that they've experienced on the field, but what about preventive maintenance?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I treat a lot of athletes. My focus for younger athletes is a little bit different than older, like weekend warrior athletes. So for the younger athlete, my focus is really on kind of optimizing their performance, so optimizing their nervous system and the biomechanics of how their body is moving.
Right.
And so I'm not always treating them for pain. You know, a 15-year-old
they don't
soccer
know pain.
Player, they're not in pain, but they find that adjustments help them to feel loose and flexible and really optimize their performance. In my older population, my weekend warriors, people who run 5Ks or, you know, sign up for different events, which I always encourage and think is wonderful, my focus is really more on kind of injury management if they have an injury, or injury prevention. So I'm always telling my older population, you have to stretch every day. Stretch, stretch, stretch.
Yep.
Chiropractic treatment for the athlete is extremely effective.
Interesting. When you bring up the stretch part, that seems to indicate that it's more muscular, and yet somehow the initial training or marketing that I've heard about chiropractic is always worried about the bones and the joints. So why do you bring up the muscular techniques?
Right. So the two come hand in hand. You know, you really can't treat a joint without treating the muscle that attaches to it, or vice versa. So while sometimes the issue stems from a dysfunctional joint or an inflamed joint. Sometimes the issue originally stems from an issue with the muscle. So a muscle goes into spasm, it pulls on that joint, inflames the joint. So the two really are working hand in hand.
Right.
I find a regular stretching routine or a gentle yoga practice is really, really effective for a lot of people to help prevent those issues from cropping up in the first place.
Yeah, so again, getting back to root cause instead of pain management and simple symptom management, I guess is the way to put it. One of the other, it's not as widely out there now as it used to be, but one of the other perceptions is that the adjustments that chiropractors make sometimes goes against the grain of the way that particular joint or muscle is supposed to do it. It's like it's being taken to an extreme.
Right.
All right. And you guys are unfortunately afflicted by comedic routines and stuff like that.
Unfortunately.
And we don't know. The layman does not know, you know, where reality ends and comedic, you know, begins. So give a little discussion about your training and how that's not really the truth.
So we spend all 4 years of chiropractic school working on our technique. So it's a very hands-on program. We're practicing on many, many patients before we are actually out, you know, practicing as a professional. So we're very highly trained to perform manipulation or adjustments. The two terms are interchangeable.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So who's the guinea pigs?
That's a great question.
I mean, if you're still learning, who?
Well,
you can't do that on a cadaver because you don't know whether you've done something wrong.
Right. So we have technique classes that are overseen by like a head professor, but then there are also assistants.
Right.
So you're always doing it under observation.
Right.
But we were practicing on each other, you know. But really what ends up happening is when you first start out, you're so apprehensive to do it that you're not actually even adjusting people.
Yeah,
it's sure. It's so gentle. But everything was observed and you know, really scrutinized and tested.
Okay.
But we were practicing on each other as students. Yep.
All right. So you were at the mercy of one of your other, hopefully that person was getting A's. I'm sorry. I interrupted
that's
you.
Fine.
So you were talking about the training.
Right. You know, once we get through that rigorous program and, you know, during our last year of school, we did a full year of clinical rotations. So we were, you know, chiropractic interns under a clinician and practicing on outpatients. So people who would come to the university as patients for treatment. And, you know, when you've never had an adjustment, it's tough to know exactly what it is. It's really something you have to experience, but it's an extremely gentle, safe procedure. And really what that adjustment is doing, while it can seem like it's pushing the joint beyond its normal limits, that adjustment actually takes place within the joint's physiological range of motion. So we're only adjusting joints, right, that are restricted or don't have normal movement, and it's helping to restore that full normal range of motion. So the adjustment is only happening within your own normal range of motion.
So the perception of the patient is because they're not having full range of motion, is that you're taking it beyond its extreme, but then you realize that there's more that that joint can do.
Right. We've done a full, by the time we're treating you or adjusting you, we've already done a full examination and really honed in on which specific joints and areas need to be treated. So we're not just adjusting something that, you know, is moving perfectly normally.
What was your aha moment when it first, dare I say, clicked? That you were working on this, you said there was a lot of apprehension. What was the first one that you actually did, and all of a sudden a true relief was experienced by the patient?
That's a great question. You know,
they pay me a lot for that.
I'll have to think about that a second. I mean, really my first year out as a chiropractic physician, I joined a busy practice in downtown Greenwich, Connecticut, and just seeing so many people come in with, you know, chronic pain, people suffering from issues for years and failing to find relief from other avenues, and coming to see me, you know, for treatment over a few weeks and finding I can pick up my grandkids more comfortably. I can go for a jog and do what I used to love to do more comfortably. Really just actually seeing people translate that healing process into functioning better in their lives and being able to do the things they need to do. This is extremely rewarding.
So at the beginning, I alluded to the fact that we as a culture and a society have been slowly assimilating our acceptance into the with chiropractic medicine as an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
What you just described, is that the symptom of those people who've been holding that off, and because they've been somehow assimilated that this is a last resort, I should keep...
Right. I do see quite a few people who come to a chiropractor as a last resort. I've tried, you know, society's... you know, normal treatment, what you would originally go to. I went to my primary care medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I had an injection that gave me, you know, a few weeks of relief but didn't cure the problem. I tried PT, and I absolutely love physical therapists. I think PT is a wonderful modality that I often will suggest people go to PT. So I'm not by any means saying that PT is not unnecessary, but that they've tried all of those avenues and either they'll have just temporary relief or it doesn't work for them. And they don't want to go and have surgery as a last resort. So I will see people who have tried other avenues of healing and just hasn't worked for them.
Right. And consequently, because they've been holding off on seeing you or a chiropractor, their condition has gotten worse, right?
Right. It is more difficult to treat a condition when it becomes chronic. So chronic meaning 3 months or more. It's definitely easier to treat a condition when it's something...
And then after if you're able to solve their problem, there's a significant change, I would imagine. Does most of the adjustments actually create that much relief, like 100% relief, or?
I think it's a common misconception that you see a chiropractor and you have one treatment and you walk out feeling 100% cured. While that does happen,
right.
It's more common, I would say, in my younger population. Kids tend to bounce back extremely quickly, as most of us know. But oftentimes it's, you know, treatment is cumulative and builds on itself. So I typically treat people for issues over a course of 4 to 5 weeks. If we can keep on top of treatment regularly, by that time, you should start to see some noticeable improvements.
And does the continuous treatment over the 4 and 5 weeks, that regiment, is that to make that particular affliction relearn where it's supposed to be?
Right.
Or things snap back in the wrong place again?
Right. So what we're doing with each treatment is slowly working on the issue. You can't really go all in and be super aggressive on the first visit because it might leave you feeling pretty sore and it might not actually be beneficial. Like I said, treatment is quite gentle. So also your body has to learn how to hold that proper normal alignment. So while you may find some relief after the first couple of visits, which is very common, oftentimes the issue will start to come back a little bit, and then over time your body will hold those treatments better.
Okay. Is there in certain cases a recovery from the treatments? I mean, it's one thing to experience the problem originally. You have to make adjustments. Some things are going against the joint's natural state right now, even though it's not the correct state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make the change. Do I feel something that you have to tell me, hey, you know, it's going to take a day for you to recover from this?
Yeah, I always tell people it's not uncommon to feel some minor soreness after the first few treatments. Usually after the first two or three treatments, that is not the case. But it is, you know, part of the normal healing process to some degree to feel just a little bit of soreness. But that's not the case for everybody. Some people just feel relief.
Neat. We're talking to Amari Reynolds. She's part of the Flemington Chiropractic Center on Route 31. We'll be right back with more about her and the business over there in just a minute. You're listening to WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this is a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. This is HuntingChamber.com. Good morning, Hunterdon, and I have Amara Reynolds here. She is part of the Flemington Chiropractic Center on Route 31 with Dr. Lindsay Mansuitos over there. Do we have just you two, or is there more chiropractors that are involved in the practice?
So there are the two of us. Dr. Lindsay, like I said, is the owner of the practice, opened the practice originally, and there's another chiropractor named Dr. Patel who also practices there as well.
So it's a trio now.
Yeah.
Did she add you in, or was there somebody prior to her?
She added me in. Yep.
Wow.
So the office is actually,
so you made that impression,
growing by leaps and bounds. Yeah.
Well, as we said, this was a question I thought of before, and I'm glad you just brought that up. So I mentioned that we have been accepting chiropractic medicine as a norm now, as another alternative. Do you see that? I know you probably see that throughout the country, but I get a sense, and I could be biased, that this particular area is a little bit further ahead.
I agree with you, absolutely. You know, I don't know why, but I know my experience so far of this community is that it's very open-minded, mm-hmm. and, you know, all of our patients really love receiving the treatment and find a lot of benefit in it. And I think people are very eager to learn and just sort of open to all types of things. This is a wonderful community of people.
Now, the other thing I felt or I've perceived is that the Western doctors, most of them part of the Hunter Medical Center, also view mm-hmm. chiropractic medicine and alternatives modalities as a holistic treatment. So do you experience that? Have you already experienced?
Absolutely. Our office has a wonderful working relationship with many physicians, medical doctors in this area. And it's really because we have to be that way in order to properly and holistically manage a patient. So mm-hmm. most people have a primary care doctor or an OB that they see, and we want to be in touch with them to make sure we're aware of all of the treatment the patient is receiving.
Neat. So I don't know how long you've been at the office now. How long has it been?
I'm very new. Yes.
All right.
So I'm actually starting to see patients mm-hmm. In the beginning of October.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been a part of the office for the past month or so, really reaching out to the community to get to know people, letting everyone know I'm here.
So what's the preparation time like between now and October? What type of things are you doing to get ready for your patients that are coming to the...
Well, I've been spending a lot of time at the office and with Dr. Lindsay just to make sure I assimilate well into the flow of the office. So,
right.
you know, obviously understanding the schedule and how the office flows and operates is important to just kind of seamlessly begin there is really probably the biggest thing I'm doing.
See, I find that pretty unique. Not that it's nice that you and Dr. Lindsay have a perspective about making sure that the environment that the patients
yeah,
are coming into
very important.
Is working in concert with one another.
Well, our focus is always on the patient's experience. We want the
yeah.
patient to be very comfortable, very happy, and, you know, a big part of what we do also is helping to manage stress, right? So
sure.
we're all under stress every day from all different kinds of things. And if you can be in an office for a half hour and feel
right.
calm and relaxed, that's a big part of treatment in addition.
Well, yeah. People who have stress somehow have those things affect others, become other symptoms.
Absolutely.
Or sources of the problem. So how do people get in touch with you, Amara, and maybe think about setting up an appointment to visit with you and Dr. Lindsay?
Yeah, so we are, as you've mentioned, at the Flemington Chiropractic Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's located at 105 State Route 31,
okay.
And we're Suite 104
now,
right
I know
in
you
Flemington.
I know you haven't been here this long, so I have no idea where 104 is on Route 31. So what? Give me a landmark.
Right, so we're right next to Pete's Bike Shop.
Okay.
Kind of that little plaza with the red siding.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're just north of the car wash.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. See, that's the way it is
around
here.
That's what I need to, yeah.
Route 31. there's a lot of Route 31. I got
that's
no
true.
Clue. I could be driving up and down all day long looking for it. Okay. So you gotta give out landmarks around here.
Yeah.
And people should contact you.
Yes, so the number there to the office is 908-806-3040.
Okay.
Yep.
And what would be some of the types of patients you're looking for?
Patients from any walks of life, really. If you have, you know, a complaint, an injury, something that hasn't been addressed from another practitioner, or if you just want to try it out and see if it helps you to feel well. Really, we take in any patient.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your goals, your short and long-term goals now? What's your aspirations for now that you've made the move down here?
Yeah, I mean, short-term goals are really just to integrate into the office. I'm so excited to get started and start meeting people from the community and, you know, start seeing my patients here. Uh-huh. And long-term goals really are quite similar. I'm so excited and thankful to have found this office just to really become an important part of the office is really my plan.
Neat.
Yeah.
I got to say, for somebody that said you were, quote, anxious to be on the radio, if this is your bedside manner on your anxious moments, it's got to be really pleasant to work with you.
I do like to remain very calm, yep, while I'm in the office.
So I'm going to hit you with the toughest question of the night. I gave you some prep. If you hung up your white coat tomorrow, mm-hmm. what would you say is your greatest success?
Okay. My greatest success, I had a couple of years ago, a woman come in to the office for treatment who was about 20 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. She was having an extremely tough beginning of her pregnancy, sciatic pain, wow. pelvic pain, difficulty walking. She had two small kids at home already, so trouble lifting them, caring for them. Her OB was saying, we've got to